Someone had emailed me a shaila a few weeks ago. Their grandparents had asked them to go to the local supermarket, go to the local grocery store with a list of groceries on it. And on that list of groceries was food that was clearly traced. Totally traced. And they wanted to know, is it mutter to pick up that food for their grandparents and give it to them? Are they allowed to pick up ham and cheese sandwich? You know, bacon, whatever's on the grocery list. Certainly, they should pick up the kosher food. It's probably, not possible, probably even a mitzvah of keep it avein for grandparents. It's a whole topic, but not for right now. Could one buy food for grandparents? And similarly, another Talmud asked me, he works in a top firm, accounting firm, something or other in London. And there's a rotation. Everyone goes to the supermarket once every 2 weeks and buys food for the office. Could he bring back food to the office, some of it's not kosher, knowing that they're non-religious Jews who are basically going to eat it? Essentially, they're making the request, please bring back food. I'm not sure the two shows are exactly the same, but similar enough. There's an office request. The whole office says, here's what we need. You know, each employee has to bring back, I don't know, not kosher food, including not kosher food. What's the halacha in such a case? So what's the issue we're talking about? That's the first major topic. The first thing that I said, what's the issue we're talking about? Correct. Lif Me'iver. What's the halacha by Lif Me'iver? So the truth is the Gemara in the Sechs of Avodah Zarah and Daf Vav Amid Aleph at the bottom, going to Daf Vav Amid Beis at the top, gives two examples of Lif Me'iver. One of them is bringing a cup of wine to a Nazir, and the second one is bringing Avram and Hachai to a guy, not kosher food to a guy. Theoretically, it could even be a problem of, you know, again, going could eat not kosher food. I don't know, I guess maybe if possibly Avram and Hachai, you could, you know, if you go to McDonald's, I don't know, is there a Shiloh Avram and Hachai at McDonald's? I have no idea. If you walk into a non-kosher butcher, is there a Shiloh Avram and Hachai? I don't know, I'm not sure. Rove, not Rove, I don't know, I have to worry about that. It's, that takes more time. But leaving that case aside, there seems to be a clear issue of Lifnaiver. The Gemara then limits that, and a very important limitation. The Gemara says this entire Isser of Lifnei Iver, Lo Titein Michshol, that you shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of the people, this Isser is only if it's Chad Iver Denaro. Pardon me, if it's Tre Iver Denaro. If it's Chad Iver Denaro, it's not a problem. What does that mean? If there are two people on different sides of the river, if there's a Nazir on one side of the river, it's asking you, do the favor, throw me some, you know, Nazir wine, you know, I'm sorry, the guy's just asking you for some wine, the guy's asking you, like, there's a chicken over there, just rip off its leg and throw it to me, please, you know, and, you know, I'm starving, just rip off its arm and throw it to me, or there's some Avram and Achai sitting in a bowl, the big, huge bag that says Avram and Achai on it, you know, please pass that over. So if it's on two different sides of the river and the guy can't get to it, or the Nazir can't get to it, that's an issue d'arai, so let's mind the public, that's totally awesome, because that way he can't get it without you. However, if you're both on the same side of the river, it's just more convenient for him if you pick it up and give it to him. But theoretically, or even practically, he can just get it himself. He's just disinterested. He's lazy. You know, I don't know. It's 10 feet away. If he wants to go get it, the Gemara is crystal clear that there is no Isser D'Oraisa of Lifnei'iver. Lifnei'iver is only when it's Trei Iver D'Nar. And the guy is capable of getting it on his own. Listen, I really need your help to do an Aveira. I don't have enough money to buy a Avodah Zarah. Please, can I borrow some? You know, whatever the case may be. So that's Lifnei'iver D'Oraisa. The question is, if there's no Lifnei'iver D'Oraisa, is there anything else, anything can be concerned with? Tosos right there in the Sechs of Avodah Zarah, and that's Vav Mabez writes, L'Halacha, if there really is Chad Iver Denara, it's Mutter Lagamre. Seemingly have a kula, a hatter, if your grandparents asked you to buy this. Theoretically, they could have asked someone else. Theoretically, they could have gone themselves. It'd be difficult to be a schlep. They're a little bit older. Theoretically, whoever asked you to go to the supermarket from your accounting firm or law firm could have gone himself. It's just more convenient. It's easier. It's not impossible. It's just a little bit easier. And therefore, seemingly based on Tosis and Maseches, the Avodah Zarah would be totally mutter. The problem is the Tosis and Maseches, Shabbos and Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, the first Mishnah, is dealing with the Isra of Hotsa'ah. In order to violate Hotsa'ah, which I'll call relocating, because carrying is a little bit misleading, but relocating, there is a separate Isra called carrying, which is Havaris Dalet Amos Brishus Arab. If you walk Dalet Amos in the Rosh Hashanah, from place A to place B, you violate something called Havara. There's a separate called Hotsah. Hotsah means you take something from Rosh Hashayachid and you put it into a Rosh Hashanah. You can walk around 50 amos in Rosh Hashanah from totally mutter, and you can walk one amma from Rosh Hashayachid to Rosh Hashanah. And if you do it, you do what's called an Akira. You lift it up in one place and bring it down and do a Hanach in the other place. Well, that, even if you walk less than Dalet Amos, it's a problem. As long as the Isra of Hotzah is doing an Akira in one Rishus and a Hanacha in a different Rishus, whether it's Rishus HaYachat or Rishus HaRabit, or vice versa, if you do an Akira and a Hanacha, you violate Hotzah. So the first mission has all sorts of cases. Let's say you do both. Let's say you do half. You do the Akira and an Ani does the Hanacha. All sorts of cases. You know, and if I do the Akira and you do the Hanacha, you do the Akira, I do the Hanacha. If I do both, it's Asim min HaTorah. If I do one and you do the other, it's Asir Midrabanan. And you can see why Chazal asked that. That'd be very confusing. If one guy does Akira, then people would violate Isur Darais all the time. However, the Gemara in Daf Gimel says, there are cases where it's mutter. Let's say if I do the Akira and the Hanacha, but I take it out of your hand, I do the Akira from your hand and the Hanacha in Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashayach, whatever it may be, I did everything, and for you it's totally mutter. For you it's totally mutter, or vice versa. You did everything, and for me it's totally mutter. So Tosfos says, really totally mutter? What happened to Lifnei? And Tosfos says, it's not totally mutter. Of course there's an Isser Dirabanan called being Misayaya La'avira. And even if it's Chadiv or Denara, and you could do it by yourself, I just chose to help you, there's an Isser Dirabanan called Lifnei. Then Tosfos says, okay, the Mishnah must be talking about a goy. That you picked it up out of the goy's hand and you put it down, and it's totally mutter for the goy because the goy has no shaychus to havara to hotzah at all. He's not nichlal and Shabbos. Matter of fact, it's also for a goy to keep Shabbos. That's not what we're talking about at all. And therefore, the conclusion to draw from Tosfos is that there seems to be an isser midrabanan of kol misalela avera or lifnei iver derabanan even on chadiv or denar. What we have right now is a contradiction between Tosfos and Avodah Zarah and Tosfos and Shabbos. It's a stira. Tosfos and Avodah Zarah rejects the Issur D'Rabbanan. Tosfos Masechet Shabbos asks it's Issur D'Rabbanan. And there's a major nafka mina, which is, can I help my grandmother? My grandmother says, go buy some treif. She could do it herself. It's chadiv v'denara. According to Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, it should be totally mutter. Well, according to Tosfos and Shabbos, it should be totally asur. Before I get to how to solve this stira and have a poskim paskin, I will just make a couple quick observations about this. Tosfos says, and by the way, in case anyone wants to know the Tosfos says, and by the way, not only must the other person be a goy, if I'm doing that kira and hanach, not only must he be a goy, but it even has to be a chefetz shal goy, because if it be my object, if it be a Jewish person's object, there's a separate issur midrabanan found a little bit later on, daf yizayin, daf yutes, I forgot one already, a little bit later on, you know, okay, that's just a side point, Tosfos. What we have is a stira 2 days in Tosfos. So far, so good. Halacha l'maisa, how do we pass this? So I'm going to pass out a photocopy of Shulchan Aruch. I didn't make enough copies. I wasn't expecting on someone to shut it back, guys, and people to come. Welcome, everyone's welcome to come. I'm excited to have you here. I'm just explaining why I didn't make enough photocopies. So if you can kind of share around with somebody else, if you have a halachta baderach on your cell phone, feel free to open up to that. It's the Shulchan Aruch is in Yoredeya, Simin Kuf, Nun Aleph. And we're going to work on Sif Aleph. It's a long Sif, but we're going to try to work on that. Yoredeya Shemin Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Aleph. If you have one, fantastic. If not, you pick it, take out your, you know, if you have a Lechtuch of a Derech, great. If you don't have a Lechtuch of a Derech, and you do have a lot of room on your iPad, on your iPhone, it's a fantastic app to download. It's basically Kol HaTarkula right there in your own hand. And you don't have to worry about taking it to a bathroom. Okay. So the Shulchan Aruch over here, I just kind of photocopied the second page of Shulchan Aruch where the Ramah begins to talk. The Shulchan Aruch discusses selling goyim things that they're going to use for their holiday, etc., that they're going to do a Avodah Zarah. If you look in the second Ramah, the page, it says Hagoh, and then there's above, kind of in brackets. For the English people, they're the square parentheses. No, everyone says brackets. Sorry, English people don't have the word parentheses. Whatever. In any event, skip to the third line down in the Ramah where there's a vav and then a ches in brackets. Says the Ramah, Yesh Omrim, Ha de Aser Limkar Lehem Dvarim. When you want to sell a guy a Christmas tree or maybe an idol, or whatever it is, something they can use for avodah zara. Hashayachim la'avodasam haynu dafka im ein lahem acherim kayotzeva. O shelo yuchlu l'knop b'makom acher. When is there really an issue with the Rabbana to sell them these type of things?
No,
if there is, if you have a monopoly, you have the only Christmas tree, you know, shop in the entire state of Nevada. Nebuch and all these Christians that are coming in, they want to buy stuff from you, and nope, you can't sell it to any one of them. You have a monopoly on it. However, if there's a forest nearby, and there's another Christmas tree store nearby, and there's, you know, all sorts of other ways they can pick up Christmas trees, totally fine. That's the Ramai Pask, and again, via Shomrim, they can walk down the street and instead of Chaim's Christmas tree shop, they can find Peter's Christmas tree shop, whoever the case may be. You can sell them everything. And he quotes the Mordechai and the Avodah Zarah. We point that it's actually Tosfos, and many other Shanim as well. Says Ramah, Vayter v'yesh machmirim, but there are some who are machmir and don't allow for it. Who is that? Presumably Tosfos in Masechet Shabbos. V'nahagu l'hakel kisvara rishonim kol balei nefesh chamir la'atzmam. Says the Ramah, there's a machlokas rishonim, presumably it's a machlokas 2 days of Tosfos. Many other rishonim jump on the bandwagon. Tosfos was the only one who dealt with this topic, many other rishonim. What you have is a machlokas rishonim. Mi'ikar adin v'paskel l'kula. Mi'ikar adin, there is no issur d'rabbanan. Now you can help your grandparents, you can pick up food for the office, you can violate any other quote-unquote lifnei iver derabanan because all there is just chad iver denara, totally mutter. However, said the Rambam, you should be careful because about nefesh, people who are frum, people who are religiously oriented, should be more careful and should not violate that. Therefore, based upon the Rambam's psak, I would tell you, you know, at the office, better not to do it. Better to hire someone else. Better to ask someone else to do it. Better to, you know, I don't know what... Your job is to pick up coffee and let them, every day, let them do the supermarket, the grocery shop rotation. Because lechad chila, you should avoid doing such a thing. In terms of grandparents, I don't know. Maybe there's mitzvah kibud avim that would offset this. I don't know. That would require more thought. But at least mikra did its mutter, and that is the shita of the Rambam. There are two other teruts I'd like to show you that found right on the page of the Shulchan Aruch, and we'll talk about halacha l'maaseh in a little bit. Yeah, what's up? I imagine the answer is yes. The Baal Nefesh should not. I imagine the answer is yes. The Baal Nefesh should not. Take a look at the Shach. The Shach on the side of the page, Sif Katan Vav, Dibur Maskel Yeshom, says the Shach. Just to the left. The Sfirulei Dechihechi Damrina B'Shas Gabi Nazir to Asir L'Hosh L'Kos Yayin. When do we allow you to give to a nazir a cup of wine? Dahainu dafka b'tekar b'treya v'denara. That's dafka if it's you're on one side of the river and he's on the other and you can't give it to him. Hu hadin hacha, same thing over here. V'yesh machmirin v'sovrim to become alkum asim d'rabbanan. The shita who's mekel, because he's only able to get right stuff with the river if it's treya v'denara, if you're two sides of the river. However, the yesh machmirin says, no, there's an isim d'rabbanan. Ika, afilu lo havi kimo treya v'denara, v'chol zed das harav. And that is the shita of the Ramah. There's no spirit. It's a machlokas. Tosfos in the Masechet Shabbos disagrees with Tosfos in the Avodah Zarah. There's no resolution to the contradiction because it's a machlokas. And there are Tosfos who are allowed to disagree with each other in terms of methodology of learning. Sometimes you have a spirit between 2 days in Tosfos. Sometimes it's a machlokas. Sometimes it's not. Most of the time it's a machlokas. Achronim what to do. Okay? Same thing over here. Says the Ramah, it's a machlokas. However, Avalat Lufiani Azdaiti says the Shach, I disagree. Everyone agrees, the Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah and to the Mordechai, that there is no issur midrabanan. Ba'oved kochavim omumer shari. That's true, but that's only when we're talking about a goy or a mumar. A mumar means someone who rejects Kol Torah Kula. Either he... We'll see a second, he rejects, if he doesn't go to Zara, that'd be a mummer. Maybe he doesn't keep Shabbos, that would be a mummer. That's a guy who's mummer l'kol tarkula. So if a guy who's as brazen and as irreligious as that, that's where it's totally, totally mutter. the Hagos and Manios and Tosfos and Rush Perek Kama the Shabbos. What about Tosfos and the Hagos Manios and the Rush? I didn't quote you until now. The Haran the Perek Kama the Vodas Kochavim. They all say there's an Issa the Rabbanan. They're married by Yisrael Shulchayim Lafrishol Miyisa. Says the Shach, it's not a machlokes. There is a stira, but there's a fantastic chiluk. It depends if it's a Jew or a goy. If the person is a Jew, there's a smith the rabban. If the person's a goy, or for that matter, a mumar, then there's totally mutter. You're allowed, if the goy is on halach lamaisa, if you're on one side of a river and the Jew and the goy and the Jew are both on the same side of the river, they say, could you guys, both Peter and Chayiv asked me, could you please pass the Abram and Achai sandwich? So the halacha is, according to the Shach, you can give it to the goy, and you cannot give it to the Jew. There is no lifnivet daraisa because it's chadiv denara, they're on one side of the river. And the issue, the Rabbanan kicks in, it applies only to a Jew, not a goy. Why? It's rooted in, there's a separate mitzvah, which is a halachic obligation. One is supposed to be mafresh people from doing averis. If you see people doing averis, you have to stop them. You're not allowed to let them continue. There's a mitzvah of ochiach tochiach, and the person's eating this to be mafresh miyaser. Okay, the cost of harasham, the low garam yisrael, katan ochel nevelos. Shabbos the mitzvim will have free show and said the shach have a great raya. How do I know it's asked the rabban? It says the rush. I know because based on chayav to be mafresh a 9-year-old or a 7-year-old from eating the velos. If you have a 7-year-old kid walking into McDonald's and eating hamburgers or cheeseburgers, whatever he's eating, the halacha is that you're supposed, Basin is supposed to be mafresh him. So this is lo gara. If Basin has to stop him from doing it, there's no way you can facilitate him doing it. Kol shekein Yisrael gadol ma she'en kein bo v'des kochavim b'Yisrael mumar she'enu chayav la'afrisho, period. The shach then brings a raya. This is daya number 2. So far we have the Ramah and you have the Shach. According to the Shach, could you help out your grandparents? Could you help out people in the office? What's the answer? No, it'd be totally awesome. Unless they're a mumar. Day number 3. Take a look in the Dagul Mervava. The Dagul Mervava is in the side of the page. I only photocopied one side of the page, but there's about 10 words on the second side of the page that I'm going to have to read to you. I have to pay attention. The Dagul Mervava was written by the Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda has Shilas and Shubas, that's called the Noda Behuda. He also has a commentary on the Gemara, which is called the Slach. And lastly, there's a commentary on the side of the Dagul, on the Shulchan Aruch, which is called the Dagul Mervava. It's all the same guy. So says the Dagul Mervava, explaining the Shach, and it's a fascinating interpretation. It's difficult to imagine he's correct. That having been said, he's the Dagul Mervava. Pardon my skepticism. Take a look at the Dagul Mervava. Masha'en came ba'oved kochavim Yisrael mumar. People see that? Havadai Yisrael mumar afal pishachatu Yisrael. Slow down, says the Dagul. Don't we know that if Yisrael does all the averos in the world, he's still Yisrael? Yisrael mumar afal pishachatu Yisrael hu? You're going to put him in the category with a guy that is mutter to hand them dvarim hasurim and there's no Yisrael d'rabbanan av misayel avera? That's what the Shach writes. Again, havadesh Yisrael mutter af mumar af bishachat Yisrael hu vim kein ma beino l'shar Yisrael inyil hafrisho me avera. We think he's mamash a guy. Lagabi being, there are dinim of a mumar, says the dogma above. I recognize that. But being mafish him from averos doesn't make a difference if he's a mumar or not a mumar. If the Shach really means what he said, that's a fantastic halachic difference. If you see a mumar out there, is there a mitzvah to be mafish him from averos? According to the Shach, no. According to dogma above, at least seemingly, yes. Let's continue. Again, says the MK, I'm rereading this line. Ma beino l'shar Yisrael inyil hafrish mavera. Aval nira l'fiyani azdaiti kavanas hashach. Here's what the Shach really meant to say. And again, it doesn't read well into the Shach at all. If the Noda Behuda is the Dogma is correct in the Shach, it's very, very misleading of the Shach. But there's no way the Shach means what he says the Dogma of Da'af Yisrael Ein mitzuvim lahafrisho ki im kisha over bishoge v'yesh biyad ish acher lahafrisho chayv lahafrisho k'mo kan ochel nevela shakan shoge gu mishne derech parakam the Shabbos bishoge mary kedam rina kedam mashma v'divrei Rashi and even the sugi and Shabbos referring to that about I'm skipping about the Yisrael the Rosh Hashanah where ben meizid aleiz haveira afilu enum umar. Gamor Ein Yisrael Acher Mitzuvah Lahafrisho L'das Hashach. Says the Dogon Ravava, not only am I offering a third pshat, I'm saying, it's really only said Hashach didn't mean what he said. One could have learned Hashach Kepshuto. Says the Dogon Ravava, Yisrael means Yisrael B'shogeg. Goy means B'mezid, and he has a riot. Tosis in the Sefer Shabbos is presumably talking about the case of Shogeg. After all, that's what it's Mashma from Rashi. And says the Dogon Ravava, if the person does it B'shogeg, it's us. Does the maze that it's mutter. So therefore, if a Jew says, a Jew who's standing on the same side of the river, says, pass me that kosher delight hamburger, and there's a big sign that says McDonald's on it, and he just doesn't see it. If I give it to him, that's mamish l'snevid d'rabban, and that's being misayel l'avera, because he didn't know. However, if it's fully aware, he knows what he's doing, it's the maze that he's willingly transgressing an iser, he's going to do it anyway, well, that would be totally mutter. And therefore, according to our grandparents' case, what's the halacha? Your grandparents know it's treif to have, pork. If they say, do me a favor, I think Skittles are kosher, go buy them for me, so then you're not allowed to do that. If they say, go buy me a pork sandwich, go get me some Eber Menachai. If your grandparents are Nazirim, they ask for a bottle of wine. So, Pashtus is, it'd be mutter according to the Dogon Ravava. How do we pass from halacha l'maisa? Halacha l'maisa to machlokas with Neben Salam of Shechter. I asked from Neben Salam of Shaila, he told me he was asur. I said, but Rebbe, according to the Rama, it's totally mutter. It could be Shvi Machner al Atzmo, but it's totally mutter. He said, I think it's us. I said, you want to go get your Rama? He goes, no, just ask it from Rabbi. Which is like Rav Neben Salam's way of saying, leave me alone. I told you I thought it was asur. Leave me alone. I pass him differently. I went to Rav Shechter, I saw him over the summer, and that's why I called, and I went through the whole sugi with him, and I asked him what the story was. And he told me that he thinks the halacha is like the Dogon Ravava, that's how we pass it. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, I don't know, I guess, l'chad chila, maybe one should be machmer, like Rav Nevitzal, like the Shach. Rav Mora said, what's Rav Nevitzal hold? He goes, probably holds like the Shach, presumably. Rav Mora, maybe there's other sheets out there, he hoped, I wasn't sure. But l'chartz machlokas, gedolei harishonim, gedolei ha'achronim, and posting this manenu. Halacha l'maisa, of course, it needs a heter. Of Shachta certainly felt it was mutter. There's room for a heter in such a case.